Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
There's nothing more annoying than podcast ads, right? If you want to listen to your favorite Saints podcast, the Saints Happy Hour podcast, ad-free, become a patron today and never have to listen to dumb ads ever again. As a $10 patron, you also get our booze bundle as a welcome gift to the Saints Happy Hour community. It includes a Forever Drew cup, a Crew de Taysom cup, a Saints Happy Hour beer koozie, and a Saints Happy Hour shot glass. Sign up today at saintshappyhour.com. That's saintshappyhour.com.
This is Sean Payton, head coach of the New Orleans Saints. What's with this Saints Happy Cast? This has to be the worst Saints podcast in the world. Ralph can't say anyone's name right. Andrew doesn't know football. Everyone has a hard time listening to Dave. And is Kevin even there tonight? The audio with this podcast, my God, the audio, it's painful.
All right, everybody, welcome to a special free Tuesday edition of the Saints Happy Hour podcast. We had to have this guy on because he is maybe my favorite Saints Twitter follow. He's Chris Rosvoglu of the Straight Up Saints podcast. You know him. Chris, thanks for giving us time today. And I just want to say that you dragging Chris Sims through the streets of Saints Twitter using his own words regarding Michael Thomas, it's probably my favorite Saints tweet of 2020. It was magical, my friend.
Well, first off, thank you guys for having me on the podcast. I'm a huge fan. And second, you know, the funny thing was I wasn't sure that night if I wanted to start dragging Chris Sims around. I was like, I don't know. And then the first tweet that I put out was like, okay, I put out one more. And then it started blowing up. I was like, all right, you know what? Screw it. I'm just going all in on Chris Sims here.
I mean, Chris Sims. He's a horrible person. I just like, he has Josh Allen two spots below Drew Brees in his rankings. Like, Josh Allen, for Christ's sakes.
I love how you use that to attack his character.
Yes, as I do.
You know, I was I'm going straight from memory here. I did not prep by looking at Chris Sims' career stats. But
58% completion percentage.
I'm pretty sure he's 3-0 against the Saints.
Oh,
career.
My God. How did that happen?
It's either 3 or 4-0. I'm almost positive he's never lost to the Saints.
Yeah. So Chris, how far back does your Saints fandom go? Because we've been doing the greatest Jim Mora rant bracket, and if people have been listening, know the bracket's busted. It's all over the place. We've been having people. It's one of the things we've done. People have reached out to us on Twitter and Patreon and all that sort of thing to tell us how much fun it is. How far back does your Saints fandom go?
Well, since I'm still – so when I grew up – so I'm still 22. I'm still getting there. I'm you know, I guess young per se. But let's say at one point I was a huge baseball guy because I live in New York. So I was all Yankees this, all Yankees that. Derek Jeter was my favorite athlete. And then I started watching in 06 when they reopened the Dome. They had that Monday night game on, and I didn't really care about football at that age. And all of a sudden I'm watching. I'm like, you know, man, these fans are insane, and like in a good way. And ever since then, I started watching, getting in tune with them. And although like the following seasons after 06 weren't that good, I stuck with them. And then obviously since then, it's just every single year I'll get more involved and I'll enjoy the Saints team even more. But honestly, literally when Brees and all of them came into the 06 picture, that's when I started watching. So in terms of Saints historians, I'm not nearly on the level like you guys are. But I've really enjoyed it ever since 06, just watching the team since then.
Do you think like if the So I feel like there's a lot of our listeners, and I think the thing about the Saints now is that they're an international brand. And what Ralph and I have seen really since 2006 and really maybe even since 2009 is that, and I just think back to when I was in high school, and back then half my high school, it was in New Orleans, and half of it was technically Covington, but who cares about that? But half of the school was Cowboys and half the school was Saints. And I remember just thinking how lame that was. Like, how could you guys? And there was maybe even a sprinkling of 49ers fans. And I would just, you guys are all from Louisiana. What the hell is wrong with you? But back then it was just like the Cowboys and 49ers were winning championships. Yep. They were winning Super Bowls. Everyone loves a winner. And so you see fans from the Netherlands, like we've noticed this, Australia, Europe, like all over the world that are listening to our podcast now. And it's a function of the success that the Saints have had. I'm curious, Chris, like, do you think it would have been different if, like, so 07 and 08, they kind of went 7-9, then they bounce back and they win the Super Bowl. Let's say 09, they go 3-13. Do you think you would feel differently about the team, and or do you think the international brand thing would have petered off?
I don't think personally I would have, just because I felt like so in love with that team from that moment in 06. And I was like, you know what, this is going to be my team. And that's usually the way I went with things at that younger age. But I do agree with you guys. Like, if they don't win the Super Bowl there, and let's say they do go 3-13, like you say, I think some people would be like, you know what, kind of off that story. It was fun while it lasted. I'm done. And that's why I love seeing all these other teams. Like, I know you guys definitely hate the Rams. I love watching the Rams suffer, and I love them not having as many fans as they thought they'd get. So I think that's what would happen.
So give us a give us a perspective as a fan that started in 2006, because for me, I go back to the 80s and 90s, where I have deep-seated hatred for the 49ers from the NFC West days. And, you know, obviously the Falcons, which I think is still true. For new fans, that still rings true. And I say new, I mean, you've been a fan for 15 years, but I'm curious if, like, I'm guessing the 49ers, that doesn't, like, the word doesn't, like, make your blood boil just on its own. So I'm curious, for someone that starts in 2006, how do you feel about the rivalries and, like, the hierarchy of the other teams and how much you hate them?
So I'll tell you what, I don't like you guys said, I'm technically more on the newer side of being a fan, but the 49ers thing, I'll tell you why it actually boils my blood. My dad grew up a 49ers fan because he was a big Joe Montana guy, and my older brother also ended up being a Niners fan. So I'm basically the oddball in the family here. And when they go at it, even now, like Niners Saints, ever since, heck, I'll go back to when the Saints played that game with Ahmad Brooks and Drew got hit up high and everyone was, you know, pissed about that. The 49ers team, like, I respect them, but I don't like him. We could go to 2011. I remember that day for the NFC divisional round. I had I think it was like some type of church league basketball game. I go and I miss, and this was just me being stupid at the time at like 13, 14 years old. Wasn't really, you know, shouldn't have been as devoted as I was. I missed the first half, and on the way coming home, when I get home, that's when I end up seeing, you know, the final drive where the Niners end up winning. And I'm just sitting there sobbing like crazy at like 13, 14. I can't believe they lost that game. But my blood definitely boils from there. But I will say this. I don't understand Saints fans now that are complaining like, oh my God, we didn't get the job done. Like, look, yeah, they've only won one Super Bowl, but I will take playoffs every year, even if they get bounced over, what, like 7-9 or maybe even worse than that. So I guess that's where I could say some Saints fans, like the newer generation, are a little bit spoiled.
Oh, I say that. But I mean, the thing is, it's a good spoiled in a way. The only thing I argue with, and Andrew knows this, as I argue with people on Twitter, I say, you think being bad and like, oh, when, you know, when they were going through 7 and they're like, I just want them to be bad, the wheels come off, let's rebuild it, it'll be fun. I'm like, 3-13, it's fun for about 3 weeks where you get all the jokes about your team being terrible, but then it's week 4 and it's not, it's October 1st and you know that you're not going anywhere and you're like, we got 11 weeks left of this. Then it becomes a fucking drag. But it is interesting. The younger fans,
Ralph, we need to have Streif back on the show and ask him how he felt about that Ahmad Brooks hit.
We do. We'll get back to the show in just a second. There is no shortage of action going on with our partners over at betonline.ag. The sports world is slowly making its way back with the NBA announcing its return in late July. But right now, UFC, boxing, NASCAR, and international soccer all have resumed play, and BetOnline has the best odds and lines for their upcoming games and matches. You need more? BetOnline has simulated NFL, NBA, and UFC happening live every day for our devout gamblers to check out. BetOnline also offers hundreds of live casino games, poker tournaments, and the best props in the business. Visit BetOnline.ag on your computer or mobile device and join now to receive your welcome bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online wagering experts. Here's the thing that I want to ask you too, Chris. You know, Saints Twitter, we're vicious. We're mean. We love to drag people through the streets like Chris Sims. But what's your scenario for 2020 that would bring you the most joy? And by joy, I mean not the Saints winning, but your most hated team crashing and burning.
Ooh, I'm kind of torn here because, man, another bad season for Atlanta would be good. Maybe Aaron Rodgers not playing well would be good. I don't know if you guys noticed. I am a big-time Aaron Rodgers hater. But
I noticed that.
I'm gonna go the Buccaneers just not being a playoff team. That's what I want because I'm so sick. Like, everyone's going nuts today over them revealing Tom Brady in a jersey. And I'm like, it's for me, I just think it's Garnett and Paul Pierce when they put on the Nets uniform. Like, all right, yes. Yeah, it's a big move, but I'm not sure he's that good anymore. So I think that would be my scenario. If the Buccaneers aren't that good, I will absolutely go nuts. I told someone I hope their hype train lasts as long as Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphrey's marriage. That's my scenario.
Nice. Nice. You know, I'm with you. Like, I want the Bucks to be awful. Like, I want it to be like the Browns last year where everyone puts them in the Super Bowl based on the offseason moves, and then it's just and then everyone forgets for a second that it's still the Browns. And like in this case, it's still the Bucks, you know. But and I would net like I think it's in poor form and really poor character to ever, I mean, given what's going on with the times, it'd be super insensitive to say like you want someone to get the coronavirus. I don't know that I wish that on Tom Brady. I don't want to go that far. But like if you could tell me like a great scenario, Ralph, would be like, let's say Tom Brady gets it. But like I'm promised that it's like no symptoms. It's like it very mild. He's not actually sick. He doesn't need to go to the hospital or anything. Like he's fine. But it's this annoyance where he tests positive and he's totally fine sitting at home and he has to basically just stew watching Ryan Griffin start, throw five picks, and he's in isolation for 14 days and he can do nothing. Like that's like a like that's kind of an amazing scenario. Like I'm not saying I'm wishing for that, but like maybe I kind of am a little bit.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, Chris, I can't decide with Atlanta. I can't decide if I want them to start out the gate and be terrible and Dan Quinn to get fired and then we get to dance on his grave, or do I want them to go 7-9 again? So we can make 28-3 jokes and 3 straight 7-9 jokes all over the Falcons. Like, I can't decide which scenario is more fun.
I think the 7-9 one might be a little better for me, especially because of the 7-9 years the Saints had. And the other thing is, too, you never know with Atlanta. Like, they might be decent enough, and let's say they go 7-9, but, like, Matt Ryan gets hurt and they still win 7 games, and somehow they're like, hey, maybe, you know, we keep Dan Quinn one more year to see if he's okay with Matt Ryan when he's healthy or something like that, and we squeeze one more year out of Quinn. I think that would be the best scenario.
Are you? Yeah,
if you're going to pay a quarterback like they paid Matt Ryan, I think this is the lesson for us, is that when you have a quarterback that's taking up that much allocation of your salary cap, you can still win, but you have to nail your drafts. And for a while there, the Saints were stuck in purgatory because they're paying Breeze all that money and they weren't making good moves in the offseason. And you combine the two things and it sinks you. And I just think the only way out of that is the Falcons have to have, they're going to keep doing this until they nail a draft, in my opinion.
Yeah, I do think that's true. But Chris, it's sort of like the pillar. Like, you need a great quarterback. You need to nail your draft. You need to be good in free agency, obviously, to win a Super Bowl. But if you have a great quarterback, you can be bad in the draft or you can be bad in free agency. You can't be bad in both. And Atlanta has managed to be bad in both. And it's a joy. Andrew got on me last year because I kept saying every week Dan Quinn was going to get fired. He's going to get fired, and he never did. So we'll see. My other question to you is, for the Saints, I guess, we've been talking about this on the podcast a little and on Twitter. Of all their guys that are coming up for free agents that are going to be free agents after this year, you know, you got Lattimore, you got DeMario Davis, you got Kamara, you got Marcus Williams, you got Ramchek.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Which one do you think is most likely to get paid in the summer?
Ooh. I'm honestly, I kind of think it's Ramczyk. I just feel like he's the most dependent, most durable, probably the best one out of all of them. And I think he, for him personally, the offensive line market keeps going up. I saw Lane Johnson got paid like a crazy amount a couple months ago. I would like to see them jump on that and maybe get something started with Ramczyk. Lattimore scares me. Like, Lattimore needs to get paid, but at the same time, I don't know if, like, if he gets paid, does he slack off a season? Like, Michael Thomas, you pay that guy, and you're like, all right, I know what he's going to do. Like, Lattimore, I'm a little bit hesitant on at times, even though I know he's great. So I'll go Ramczyk. I think Marcus Williams, though, if he gets paid and gets paid a lot by the Saints, that would be the best for Saints Twitter because it would absolutely be a madhouse.
It'll be.
There'd be a lot of anger. Where do you sit? Where do you stand on Kamara? Just curious. Like, I said this on our show last night. I don't want the Saints to pay him, and it's. I love the dude. I want him to be a Saint forever. I would hate to lose him, but I have this philosophical thing where it's just like, the Saints, the entire Sean Payton era since 2006, they've always had good running backs. They're easy to find. Sean Payton finds a way to make it work, and. So, like, I don't want to pay north of $10 million a year for that position. It's like a philosophical thing.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, it's like, and I agree with you, Andrew. It's like, I love Alvin Kamara. I will never say a bad thing about him. He's awesome. But, like, at the same time, I was telling people, if you said 3-year 36, that's, like, the most I'd do for Kamara. And that's, like, only because it'd be 3 years. I think it's, like, you know, you take that lot. Deal. But, yeah, at the end of the day, $12 million is a lot of money. But – then at first I thought they'd get a decent deal. Then McCaffrey got paid as much as he did. I was like, all right, forget it now. I'm literally going into this season thinking it's the last season that we see AK in a Saints uniform. And like you said, like the Saints usually have good running backs. And if people look at the 2021 class, it's pretty loaded. So like Sean Payton might be able to just get rid of Kamara. You end up maybe getting a comp pick after, and they'll find a way to replace him with cheaper talent. So I wouldn't deny that, but yeah, it's tough. I think because people love him. Like, he's so nice.
Yeah.
You see him on Twitter with NASCAR stuff. He's awesome. But, yeah, I don't think he's going to be on the Saints much longer.
My only thing with that is I wonder if Sean Payton has an attachment to Kamara where he wants him here with the Saints, right? Because he kind of forced Kamara in the playoff game and at the end of last year. So that's my only consideration of, like, the Saints may not just – be walking away from Kamara. But I told Andrew 2 weeks ago, I think Kamara, he's going to have a top five running back season, and he doesn't even need more touches. He just needs to be healthy and have more yards with his 81 catches he averages. So let's fight, Chris, because me and Andrew have been doing top five lists, and we did our top 10 Saints on the roster, and we don't have to have time to do top 10, but let's do top five. So who are your like top five Saints currently on the roster?
Ooh, so I got to go number one off the bat. I'm a huge Michael Thomas guy. I think he's the best player on the team. I don't know if it's technically just the right answer or not, but I think he's the best on the team.
It's the right answer.
So I'd go Michael Thomas. I'd probably go Ramczyk at two.
Ooh.
I'd say Cam Jordan 3, DeMario 4. And then this is tough because I'm like, I'm torn on 5. Like, I kind of think I still have to go Breeze, but at the same time, Kamara is really good. So, and you even have Lattimore that you could put in. The Saints roster is so freaking deep now that I'm thinking about it. But you know what? For five, I will still go Breeze, and that's weird because I usually am very critical of him when he doesn't play well, and I'm kind of have a love-hate relationship with the guy at times, but I'll still go Breeze. I think he's that good still.
Where are you on the quarterback thing? Where do you stand between, let's say Breeze retires after this year? You want Taysom? You want Jameis? You want someone else?
I get a lot of hate from this on Twitter. I want Taysom. I want closure. Like, I want to see if the guy can actually start. Like, I don't know if he can, but like, I maybe Jameis can get better and the whole LASIK thing works out. And if it does, then the Saints are going to strike gold with, you know, a $1 million contract here. But like, Taysom's so interesting. And the problem is we haven't seen him screw up because he barely gets enough plays where he's in a situation where he can mess up. But I want to see him run the football. I saw in the preseason last year, I was looking back at some preseason highlights and I'm like, he's pretty interesting. So give me Taysom for a year. It'll be the weirdest year. Either they're going to be fun to watch and good or fun to watch and bad. But they're going to be fun to watch, so I'll take it.
That's the thing. That's my thing with Taysom, Chris, is Jameis Winston is Tom Brady, is whoever. I've seen Jameis Winston. I've seen that quarterback before be great. Taysom Hill, if he's great and fun or good, we've never seen that. And I argue with Andrew, I would rather 3 great years of Taysom than his career's over and it's done than like 8 years of Matthew Stafford good. I wanna see Taysom. Also, because if Taysom's good and the Saints are winning, it will be so polarizing on Twitter and on ESPN. The Saints will just take over First Take and Twitter because everybody will. It'll be like Jon Snow versus the White Walkers in Game of Thrones. It'll be just everybody coming at us on Twitter, and it'll just make it more fun. So
you just purchased 300 cups of Cruda Taysom, and so
I did.
You want him to be successful for more mileage. Be honest.
Well, but Andrew, we purchased those cups. We spent every dime that we got from this podcast. We just need to move those cups just so we don't lose money. So maybe I'm a little biased on that. That's
yeah, fair. You're putting your faith. Yeah, you got to put your faith in them at this point. We got to go all in.
Fair enough. The one argument, Chris, I would have about your list is I have DeMario Davis. When me and Andrew did the list, I had him second, slightly above Cam Jordan for two reasons. One, I feel like if Cam Jordan got hurt, God forbid, the defensive line might possibly be able to not be awful. If DeMario Davis, something happens to him, linebacker is a wasteland. And also, with Drew Brees, with his problems with the flag, I think DeMario Davis, there's a good chance he's going to take over the pregame huddle. So I had him number two on my most valuable Saints list.
Yeah, I can't argue that. DeMario's awesome. Actually, I've been all for DeMario taking over the huddle or them still doing that joint huddle thing. I don't know. Something about DeMario. Like, if the Jets want to continue to let linebackers from their team come to the Saints in the future, just keep letting it happen. I don't care.
Is there any good linebackers on the Jets right now? Should we be paying attention to that?
I mean, Mosley's out of the range because he's there. They got this Avery Williamson guy who's pretty good, but he tore his ACL like a year ago. So if they want to let him walk and he like recovers and the Saints grab him, that might be another one.
A Jets linebacker with bad knees sounds like a gift waiting to happen.
Chris, who's going to be the guy that we're going to go gaga over and train? Like that if we have training camp, however, hopefully we will. What's a guy that we're going to lose our minds over, like Emmanuel Butler last year?
Ooh, that's interesting. Honestly, I'm thinking if he gets on the right page and he learns the playbook quickly, I think people are going to go nuts over Troutman just because he's very shifty at that tight end position. But I think if we're looking at the defensive side of the ball, I know he's already played a year and we've seen that he's good, but I'm on that Gardner Johnson hype train. Like, I think he's really special. I think if the Saints can get him in a bunch of different roles, whether that's nickel or use him as a safety. Like, I remember that Titans game. He absolutely knocked the hell out of one of their receivers. So I think he's a guy where, remember when Marcus Williams had that training camp where people like, oh my God, he's the next Ed Reed. And then joke was on us because that didn't happen. I think that might happen with Gardner Johnson.
All it takes on Saints Twitter is one grainy, shaky cell phone video of Troutman catching the ball down the seam, and the Troutman, the hype train. I mean,
all he's got to do is high point the ball over Dietrich Nichols one time in practice. That's all it'll take.
You're not kidding. We'll be doing a breaking news podcast on Troutman going to the Hall of Fame after one practice in July. So, Chris, who on Twitter, what celebrity or like football person do you look at and you're like, I want to drag that person through the Saints Twitter streets before they block
me? You can't say Chris Sims. You already did it.
Ooh, you know what? I'm going to say Nick Wright, because Nick Wright's become this new guy that if anyone says anything good about Taysom Hill, he like brings up that a punter's thrown the ball more times than him. I think it was like Johnny Hecker or something that he brings up. Like, I don't mind Nick Wright. I have nothing wrong with him, but I just don't think he knows much about football. And he wants us to basically take his opinion over Sean Payton's opinion. Like, I'm sorry. I don't like that. I don't like his new hairdo either. So,
yes.
I think Nick Wright's the guy. If he was willing to respond, I think I'd try to drag him. Because I've got Chris Sims to respond to me before. He didn't respond this time, but one time I got him to respond to me. I think Nick Wright would be the guy.
He couldn't respond to you because he was face down getting drug. That's why.
You guys wait till you see the end of his list. I kind of penciled out the rest of it. He has Kyler Murray, Kirk Cousins, Matthew Stafford, Ryan Tannehill, Big Ben. He has all those guys ranked over Breeze for the 2020
ridiculous.
Season.
Ben, he has Big Ben ranked over Breeze.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah. It's one thing if you're Mina Kimes and she does a podcast and she's doing ranking quarterbacks over the next 3 years and you want to put Breeze at the middle, bottom, whatever, because – you're probably only getting one mid-year. You might get two out of Breeze, and you want to rank him low. I get that. But if you, 2020, Breeze is top five. Like, don't give me this nonsense. And Chris Sims is the ultimate just troll, and I'm glad you drug him. The thing is with you, Chris, is you remind me of a little bit of Bomani. I don't like going back with fourth in you, because I know you and Bomani can just drag me and I won't even know I won't even know it's happening till I'm on the ground getting drugged through the streets. So you and Bomani, y'all scare me a little. Like, I don't like to mix it up with certain people on Twitter because I know they're more smarter and cleverer than me.
Sometimes I look at my replies to people, I'm like, man, I hope I don't come off like a dick, but like sometimes I feel like I do. So I don't know.
people know my Twitter rules, man. I let anything go. All you have to do, you can make fun of me, you can be mean. All I ask is that you don't curse at me. And like, if you don't do that, like, I'm cool with it. You know, I mute people if they like mix in like hardcore like politics. I'll mute people sometimes. But anyway, so Chris, before we get out of here, tell people how they can find you on Twitter and at your podcast.
So people can find me on Twitter at Rosvoglu Report, R-O-S-V-O-G-L-O-U Report. And then for my podcast, it's Straight Up Saints. Just type it in either on Apple or Spotify and you can find it right there.
So guys, this podcast was free, but you should become a $10 patron and get the booze bundle, the Crew to Taysom Cup, the Forever Breeze, the koozie, the Saints Happy Hour shot glass. We have purchased 900 of these. For the love of God, please sign up so I don't become homeless. I'm just saying. So for Chris, who joined us, for Andrew, I'm Ralph. We will see you again tomorrow.